Talking with Laura Schindel, who is with Food and Water Watch, which has been one of the main groups that have been fighting, it seems like for years, against the proposed Williams pipeline. So Laura, can you give us an update as to, you know, what this struggle is about and where we stand?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark. So Williams is an Oklahoma-based pipeline company that's proposed to build a pipeline to carry fracked gas from Pennsylvania through New Jersey and then hug the shores of New York City along Staten Island, Coney Island, and the Rockaways to deliver gas to Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island. This proposal is called the Northeast Supply Enhancement Pipeline, or NESE, NESE for short. But we really just call it the Williams Pipeline, highlighting the company that's proposed it. We've been fighting it for years, like you said. It's been about 3 years because of the impacts it would have to marine life, beach communities, and not to mention climate change and the fact that New York State simply cannot and will not meet its climate goals, which are mandated now by the Climate Leadership Communities Protection Act, if we continue to build out new fossil fuel infrastructure. So this pipeline battle has been an interesting one because it's been denied twice by the state, in May of 2019 and in April of 2018. But each time it was denied, it was done without prejudice, basically inviting Williams Company to reapply with the state and resetting the year-long clock that the state has to consider whether to approve or deny the project. And so we're coming up again on our year deadline for the state. Last year, on May 17th, Williams reapplied just 2 days after they had been rejected. And so we're anticipating a decision in the next few days. And you might realize May 17th is a Sunday this year. So even though that is the legal deadline that New York State has, we're anticipating a decision likely by this Friday, May 15th. And we're urging Governor Cuomo and his Department of Environmental Conservation to deny the pipeline once again, and hopefully this time to deny it with prejudice, meaning that Williams would not be invited to reapply with the state, so we can, you know, finish this horrible proposal once and for all.
Now, one of the fun things to do on Facebook is to follow Food and Water Watch and other opponents, sort of run all over the state trying to track down Governor Cuomo and to talk to him about this. What has he said? Has he given an indication how the state is expected to rule on this particular permit application?
Well, we're hopeful because of the last two denials that Cuomo gave in 2019 and 2018. But as many people who follow energy issues in New York may know, Cuomo has a spotty record regarding approvals and denials for fossil fuel infrastructure. And it's usually a reflection of how big the grassroots movement against a given project is on where Governor Cuomo ends up deciding. So we're, you know, cautiously hopeful that we'll get another denial because we have built such an enormous movement in New York City against the project with a New York City resolution, over 60 elected officials, every citywide elected official coming out against it. And Governor Cuomo's, you know, climate cred was tested a bit this past year because after the last Williams pipeline denial in May of 2019, the utility that would buy the gas, National Grid, claimed that without the Williams pipeline, they didn't have enough gas to hook up new customers and declared a moratorium on new gas hookups. Now, we knew as activists that they had faulty data and were using this moratorium as a political ploy to push the pipeline through. And sure enough, Governor Cuomo ended up siding with us. He had his Public Service Commission launch an investigation and ultimately ended up threatening to revoke National Grid's license in a scathing letter that accused them basically of incompetence or gross intentional misleading of the public. It gave them a $36 million penalty, made them issue a long-term report about how they would meet their customers' energy needs. And so that proceeding is still ongoing. But this fall, when Governor Cuomo really came down hard on National Grid, trying to bully us into a Williams pipeline, he didn't take the bait. So we're cautiously hopeful that he'll have the courage once again to deny this pipeline, hopefully for good. But we don't want to count our eggs before they hatch, because you never know with Governor Cuomo. And so it's really critical that he hears loudly from everyone across the state that, you know, the opposition to this pipeline is still strong and a big political force to make sure that he denies the pipeline.
Now, you mentioned that last year the governor and the state legislature passed the CLCPA to, you know, set some standards, some goals in state law in terms of reducing carbon emissions and transitioning to, you know, renewable energy 100% at a certain point. Has the Climate Action Council that was created under this new law, have they stepped in and made it clear that we need to stop all these new fossil fuel projects in the state?
You know, I haven't heard of them doing that, but to be honest, I don't want to comment without knowing for sure if they've, you know, been on the record one way or another, but it hasn't come onto my radar.
So I understand you have submitted, you know, lots of petitions and letters. Is there much left to do? Have, you know, like the New York Times, Daily News, have they weighed in on this?
Well, the New York Times covered this fight last year in two separate articles. They didn't weigh in with an editorial, with an opinion one way or another. The Daily News has covered it, you know, since the beginning. But again, you know, they've covered both sides. So it would be wonderful for a publication to come out strongly with us against the pipeline. I will say the Rockaway-based newspaper has been against the pipeline, you know, as the frontline community that would have, you know, be impacted by the pipeline's construction. We always want more good press on our side. That's really a great tactic to pressure the governor.
So what are some of the, you know, alternatives to natural gas, not only for, you know, electricity, we can talk about solar and wind and geothermal, but what about, like, you know, heating and cooling homes?
Sure, that's an important question. So first we have to retrofit our homes so that they're more energy efficient. That's critical so that we need less heat to begin with. But then in terms of sources of heat, heat pumps and geothermal are great renewable alternatives that the state should be providing massive funding for so that, you know, people don't have to rely on fracked gas anymore.
So we've been talking with Laura Schindel of Food and Water Watch or Food and Water Action, sort of sister organizations. Got about 40 seconds left. If people want to find out more information about this campaign, follow Food and Water Action, how best can they do that?
Thanks for asking, Mark. The website for the pipeline fight that has lots of great information is stopthewilliamspipeline.org. And you could always learn more about Food and Water Watch at foodandwaterwatch.org. And I'd encourage everyone, if you're with us and against this pipeline, please tweet at the governor in the next few days before the decision and urge him to stand strong and stop the Williams pipeline for good and protect the health and safety of New Yorkers.
Well, thank you, Laura Shindell, Food and Water Watch. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.